We are joined right now by a member of the U.S. Women's National Team, a two-time World Cup champion, an Olympian, the 2017 U.S. Soccer's Female Player of the Year, a member of the Chicago Red Stars, author of Chase Your Dreams, How Soccer Taught Me Strength, Perseverance, and Leadership, also hosting the Ertz Family Foundation Partee Golf Tournament and Dinner tonight in Danville, California. We are joined by Julie Ertz. Julie, it's nice to have you on. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great, Julie. How about you? How are things?
Finally settled down. I got some sleep, so really good.
I bet.
But other than that, it's been great. I got to see some family and celebrate a little bit with them, so it was awesome.
Good for you. You kind of answered my first question. I was going to say it's been about a week since you beat the Netherlands. What's it been like? But I'm glad you finally got some sleep. You know, if you and I were to go back to last Sunday, you were dominating for large chunks of that first half, but the Dutch goalkeeper was making one enormous save after another, including one on your shot in the 27th minute. What was your reaction when she stopped that shot?
I'm not going to lie. I was really bummed.
Right.
I felt like the second I hit it, I was like, oh, that's a good shot. And when I looked up and she saved it. But yeah, she had a heck of a game for sure. But we knew it was going to be an absolute battle against them. They're a really, really good team. So every single time, we knew it was going to, we didn't want to panic and we knew that. So I think collectively on the field, everyone was like, it's fine. Like, you know, that's kind of expected in a final. So at halftime, we really kind of came in and, came together and relaxed and then went back out there.
Julie Ertz is joining us. So you come back out in the second half, and then you score in the 61st minute, and then in the 69th minute to take a 2-0 lead. So what's it like when the whistle blows and you know you've won that World Cup for a second time? Is the emotion one of joy, relief, maybe something else? What did that feel like?
Totally different than 2015, for sure. Like, in 2015, I was so emotional, and I was crying and all this. And this was just, like, pure joy. Like, I was so ecstatic. I took it all in this time around. I think I was so young last time. So the whistle blew and I just was like, I was grinning ear to ear. I couldn't wait to just go and celebrate with all my team. And I was ecstatic.
The celebration's awesome. I want to ask about that in a minute. But you mentioned that you were so young. Back in 2015, you were actually the second youngest member of the team. You got an opportunity and you seized it. You played every minute of that tournament and you became a star in the process. And then you won the Player of the Year in 2017. So knowing what you knew this time coming in, how did you approach this year's World Cup? Did you approach it differently as a result?
Yeah, I absolutely had to. One, I was playing a different position, so let alone this tournament was going to be very different. Obviously, every year you have new players and a new team, so of course it's going to feel different. But for me, it even felt way more different. You know, this is the first time I was going to be in a major tournament being a midfielder. So I was just really excited. But I think, obviously, from the Olympics and that tough loss, having that as well, I think it was also a very eye-opening experience that, hey, like, you really have to take it moment by moment in the game by game. So this time I just wanted to soak it all in and really enjoy the whole process. I think in 2015 I was just ecstatic to be on the team, and let alone I had no idea that I was actually going to be, you know, playing in the World Cup. So I think I was just so kind of just didn't really understand and really took it all in. So this time around I was like, I'm, you know, every second, don't check out, focus the whole time, really enjoy it. And that's what I did.
Julie Ertz is joining us. You know, you might have answered my next question, because I was going to say, since 2015, man, you've been through so much. You had the heartbreak at the Olympics. You've grown your game to the point where, as you point out, you can play multiple positions now. So how different are you as a player and a person than you were 4 years ago?
I'm very different. I've really enjoyed the journey that I've had. I've had a ton of adversity as well. But at the end of the day, I kind of learned that those times, those failures, and you know, anything that you get through as a challenge makes you a better person. And yeah, Zach and I collectively together have grown, you know, off the field, but on the field as well. And I'm truly grateful for really all the opportunities I've had. And I think the older I get, the more thankful I am for that. And yeah, it was an amazing tournament all around because of that.
We're talking to Julie Ertz. Now, you were the one who was actually carrying the World Cup trophy as you stepped off the plane after landing back in the States. How did that come to be? Was that by design or was that a fluke?
No, that's actually like I didn't realize that was like a big thing at all. So I wanted to just like apologize for my team, because I was sitting by the door. So I was like handed the trophy. So I didn't really realize like the person that walks up the trophies, it's like a big thing. I thought we just came out, held the trophy, and then passed it along. So when I see my team again, I'll kind of be apologized. I probably shouldn't have been the one to hold.
That's funny. Julie Ertz is joining us. Listen, I'll be honest. I absolutely loved watching how the team has celebrated that win and taken the party from France to New York and everywhere in between. What's it been like when you consider what everybody's gone through and the bonds that they're on that team? What's it been like to share that moment and run with this group of athletes?
Yeah, this team is really special. Probably one of the most special team that I've actually been a part of. I think collectively from, you know, we have a huge age in between. So I think just to all come together and bring, you know, the veterans and the young ones together, it just made such a fun team because we had so much diversity of types of players and the style of play. And, you know, I think for us it's continuing to grow, you know, obviously women's soccer in general and just coming together and obviously so many things kind of going on outside and kind of creating this bubble of coming together and believing in each other. I mean, it truly was special from this January on, like, collectively through. I just felt something. I felt a spark, a different type of energy. And it was just, yeah, it was truly a joy to be a part of.
Julie Ertz is joining us for a few more moments. So, Julie, the 1999 team obviously was a group of legends who made their mark on the game. They inspired so many people. And after winning back-to-back titles, and now you're an author, what's it mean to you to know that all around this country, kids are looking up to you now as a role model?
It's a huge honor anytime I can, you know, put on the crest and represent our country. It truly is a blessing. And even the 99ers, just, you know, that's what really pushed, it was a huge monumental time, for women's soccer and allowed me to dream to have that possibility of being there. And I think now, obviously getting to talk to some of the 99ers themselves and having a relationship one is wild because obviously before that's who I looked up to. But just learning their journey and what they had to do to kind of pave the way for us, it was huge. And I think to be able to kind of walk in their footsteps and keep that DNA of the fight, the grit that they started, is really important to me and to the team. And so to come back and have that support and some amazing, you know, things coming from that World Cup. I mean, I have to go back to my NWSL market in Chicago this weekend, and we've had amazing ticket sales, which is huge. Just to, like, really, you know, bring women's soccer for those young girls to be able to be a part of and dream to play, you know, professional sports in their own country is huge and super important. And I'm just so grateful for the fans to continue that support, obviously well after the World Cup win as well.
Julie Ertz joining us. Now, Julie, your book is entitled Chase Your Dreams, How Soccer Taught Me Strength, Perseverance, and Leadership. So how has the game taught you those attributes? Have you learned more from your success or from your failures?
You know, that's a great question, but I'm going to have to say kind of both. I mean, it's been an amazing ride and journey, and I honestly never dreamed that I would write a book or anything like that, and kind of to coming off our second World Cup win and then also having a book for, you know, for young kids, preteens, to be able to share those stories. I think, of course, you know, I've had a lot of failures as well, so I think that's definitely important to share your scars and learn from that and, you know, allow someone to reflect and relate. I think that's the biggest thing is, You see athletes play on the weekends, but in their game, and you might, you know, not know their backstories of what they've been through or the adversity that they face. So to be able to kind of reflect and you know, write everything in a book for kids to also understand and learn, and my journey through faith and kind of all those, you know, underlying things that kind of make up me, was really cool for me to be able to reflect on that and hopefully obviously share with the kids as well.
That is cool. Julie Ertz, my guest. Before you go, Julie, let's talk about your event this evening. You and Zach are hosting the Ertz Family Foundation Party event tonight, and more info is available at ertzfamilyfoundation.org. But let me ask you this. How much are you looking forward to the event and the work that your foundation is going to be able to do to raise the kind of money you're looking to raise?
Yeah, I'm so excited. To be honest, I'm not very good at golf, so it'll probably be more of a comedy show for whoever's golfing today.
Right.
But it's so cool to be able to give back. I mean, it's throughout our career and being able to have our own foundation, Zach and I, to be able to impact kids and give educational and sports opportunities to them is really important to us. And to kind of come back to Danville where Zach grew up, and we have so many friends and family here, and be able to give back as well around here in Richmond. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be back as well and be able to raise money and in the silent auction and to go out and have some fun on the golf loop. golf range would be fun as well.
She is a member of the U.S. Women's National Team, a two-time World Cup champion and Olympian, the 2017 U.S. Soccer Female Player of the Year, a member of the Chicago Red Stars. She is an author and a big evening tonight in Danville. Julie, I'm so glad we could finally do it and come together. That was so fun. Really good to have you on the show. Thank you so much, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You too, Julie. Thank you. Julie Ertz joining us. All right, so we chased that for a little while. I'm glad we could finally get that done. That was fun.